Almighty Yah, we rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray, and we certainly hope in Messiah that your desire is to please Almighty Yahweh above all things. What an hour that we are living in. Such transgressions, denials of the power of the Father. Man is given over unto his own seduction, for his mind is corrupt, is vile and evil, and so he has corrupted himself. He has gone after strange identities. He identified with all kinds of gods. It makes no difference what is the name, their power, but he identifies with them all. Whether it is medicine, their emotions, or singing, they identify with their powers that rule. We are in this hour, and as we draw near one of the most pagan days of the year, surpasses what we call Xmas, Christmas, their pagan Thanksgivings, the pagan 4th of July celebrations, the pagan Cupid, or their Valentine's Day celebration, they're all pagan. They deny the power of Yahweh. There is no love, no purity of heart for Yahweh, for if it was, then they would obey the laws of Almighty Yahweh. This vile generation tells you that the laws of Yahweh are not pertinent. They say the fourth commandment, it has no relevance today. What deceitful, vile liars, children of hell they are. So a man can commit adultery. He can dishonor his father and his mother. He can take the name of Yahweh in vain. When a man takes the name of Yahweh in vain, he simply despises it. He hates it. He will not speak the name of the Father, for when something is vain, it is worthless. So that is what man does. He takes the name of Yahweh in vain. Yet in the midst of all this paganism, they will revel with their pagan signs, rituals, activities, known as the pagan Easter. They tell a bold-faced lie, said that Good Friday, as this is all generated by the harlot of all harlots, this Roman Catholic institution. It was birth of hell. It has been strengthened by hell, for she has never obeyed the laws of Yahweh. She was not ordained. She was a counterpart by Satan to bring about the delusion that is in the land, and that is what she's doing. And 99.9% of those that call themselves, quote, Christians, unquote, all of their activities are steeped in paganism. I will not want to call myself a Christian, but all of this pagan trash that is transpiring in the name of, quote, God, unquote, it is not being done in the name of Yahweh, for he hates their feast days, their pagan rituals. Yet you will ask these people how? What constitutes this vile evil thing that you call Easter, Astar? What is the root of it? Is it based on the principle of Scripture? Is it Peshach? Is it based upon the foundational truths of the Torah, the law, the prophets? Did David speak of it? that Messiah speak of it. It is based upon lies of paganism, falsehood, and they have given themselves over to worship their pagan Jesus Christo Cruso. They worship their pagan identity. My friends, if you take thought for one moment, that name Jesus, it cannot even be transliterated or translated out of any name from Scripture. It cannot. Yet because you're steeped in paganism, with Pastor Roberts, when I got saved in the name of Jesus, I've never done anything pagan. Yet you kept your Christmas. You were disturbed because you could not participate. You found some ways around the pure law of Yahweh to participate in your pagan activities. And all of these whorehouses, on their sun worship day, their Lord par excellence, their sun deity, their Phoenician gods and spirits, they will extol them with great reverence on their sun day, their pagan day, and they will denounce the Shabbat of Yahweh. They are full of darkness, and in sin, they're going to die. They transgress, they reject the law of Yahweh, and they shall die in their sins. But Pastor Roberts, where do you find that? Is it anything in Scripture that gives us understanding of this pagan Easter, or as we would call it, Astarte? There is where the originality of it came from. You look, my friends, listen to this man of Yahweh. I tell you, we look at this ruling, this J.A. ruling. He brought forth such an insidious spirit throughout the whole world. It was consumed by. It is this demonic power. It's a devilish power of hell. It is Shaitan. And the body and the mind of this vile woman, yet she has become a billionaire, because when you serve the powers of hell with faithfulness, they will make you rich. And yet the people are consumed with Harry Potter. So it is with this vile thing called the passion of their cries. It's a pagan thing. There is no Christ. It is an abomination unto Yahweh. There is Messiah. You say, Pastor Roberts, it has the same implications. No, sir, my friend. No, ma'am. There's a Greek idiom that is associated with the perfume, the scented aroma of whatever thing that you anoint by whatever spirit. And so we find this passion of this pagan Christ, this identity, this false, effeminate thing, hair dripping down, his back like some dog, thing of hell, just like Nebuchadnezzar. Yet they say, this is a love for Christ. Well, the scripture tells me, this is how men will know that you love my people, that you keep his commandments. You do what he say, and you obey him. This is a dark power of hell, short on himself. He knows he has a short time, and he must finish his work. And the people throughout the world, by the droves, by the millions, are going with passion to see their passion of their Christ. Has nothing to do with Messiah. Has to do with their Christ. And that is a pagan idiom. The name Jesus is pagan. It is not the true identity of Messiah. Pastor Roberts, you will cause confusion. There has not been so much confusion that has come by the name of Cristo, Cristo, Jesus. My, you got a whorehouse on every corner. You got them calling themselves Christians, and they despise one another. How is that the anointing or the power of Yahweh? Messiah is the anointing of Yahweh. We know where that anointing comes from, or that anointing. Where does the anointing of Cristo or Christ come from? It comes from the power of hell. And this is the name that Satan has used to deceive the minds of the masses. You say, Pastor Roberts, what are you saying? My friend, you said Yahweh save you, or quote, you're Jesus. And yet you continued in pagan rituals. We have all been guilty of that one. We have. For the name doesn't allow the shackles to be broken. It is in the name of Almighty Yahweh where the power resonates. And Messiah Yahshua, the salvation of Yahweh. Power of Yahweh resonate because Yahweh says. You find in all of these whorehouses that have been birthed by this Roman Jezebel, a sluttish, vile whore she is, they all follow pursue after her. They pursue her agenda, her lies, her pagan rituals, and they will congregate in their whorehouses on their pagan Sunday, and they will offer up their oblations unto the powers of hell, and they will rejoice in their dark powers or the workings of their dark powers, for they have forgotten, Almighty Yahweh. I want to identify the spirit and that identity of what we call, you call, Easter. Easter. We understand that this pagan identity tries to mesh with Pesach, this hell around the same time as Passover. But the scripture tells us we can understand the originality of it. There was a time and a period that these pagans, they celebrated, or it was a celebration of the earth's regeneration. A new life, springtime. And so these false, vile, unclean things, what an unclean thing, the hare, the rabbit. And they used this beast, which is very fertile, and it produces quite rapidly. They use these as the symbols of, or the idioms of their God. And that is what it is. It was a period for the regeneration of the earth. And you entered into another season. It was a celebration of reproduction. Now that's what it is. And the symbol of Easter, or Easter, Astar, you know what it is. It is the rabbit and the egg. In scripture, as Jeremiah began to speak on this insidious dark practice of hell, I want to open up your understanding to scripture. Jeremiah, chapter 44, verse 15. Then all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense unto other gods or Elohs, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt, Hath-Rah, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us, in the name of Yahweh, we will not hearken. Isn't that this vile spirit today? They will say he is God, Lord, yet they do not understand the originality and the etymology of even those words. It is a blind, ignorant generation. The generation that is full of sin, transgression because it defies the laws of Yahweh. Verse 17 of Jeremiah 44. But we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth. They said, we're going to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven. Who is the Queen? Why isn't it that she is identified? Oh, we know who this Jezebel is. She is this Phoenician goddess of fertility and sexual love. That is what she is. Astarte. That is her name. Astarte. Astarte. She's a vile thing. And yet the people, they had given their hearts over unto this vile thing. We're going to burn incense unto her. We're going to pour out drink offering unto her. We have done, we and our father, our kings and our princes in the cities of Yehudah and the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of food and were well, and we saw no evil. You say we're not going to have food? My friends, there is a famine in this earth. There's a famine in this nation. It is not for the eating of bread and the drinking of water. Because the grotesque figures of the people in this nation, they're consumed with just filling their bellies, serving the gods of their bellies. They said, so we have plenty to eat, Jeremiah. But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things. And we have been consumed by the sword, and by famine, and the sword of Yahweh is going to go forth in this foul nation. You're not going to continue to celebrate the offerings of the Queen of Heaven. Poured out unto your Phoenician gods, and celebrating her vile and corrupt type of accolades and honoring her. You're not going to do that, my friends. You that say you're a child of Yahweh, I warn you tonight, I speak by the Spirit of Yahweh, not by this corrupt thing that you call the Holy Ghost. I speak by the Spirit of Yahweh, His Ruah, the anointing. How do you know that, preacher? Because I speak what the prophet says. I bring to you spiritual understanding of what the prophet Jeremiah, as he warned this rebellious house to reject their false practices. Easter is the fourth practice. You participate in these four houses that acknowledge this vile injustice against your way, you're going to be consumed. That's why you're consumed by the famine. That's why these wicked whore houses, there's nothing but want. They're never satisfied. They want all things. Your hearts are never satisfied. They're never glad. You always say you're going to be consumed by the sword. And by famine. And when we burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, poured our drink offering unto her, did we make her cakes to worship, poured our drink offerings unto her without men? And the profound word came from the mouth of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, chapter 44, verse 20. Then Jeremiah said unto all the people, to the men and to the women, and to all the people that had given him answer, saying, the incense that you burn in the cities of Yehudah and in the streets of Jerusalem, ye and your fathers, your kings and your princes, and the people of the land, did not you always remember them? And came it not into his mind, so that Yahweh could no longer bear because of the evil of your doings, and because of the abomination which you have committed. Therefore is your land desolate, and an astonishment, a waste, a horrible waste. The land shall be an appallment. It shall be a horror, an astonishment, at a curse without an inhabitant, as at this day. Thus saith Yahweh, the father of Israel, saying, ye and your wives have both spoken with your mouths. And that's what they're doing. As I was out today, it is such an abominable thing. As you watch this blind nation, as they go forth in this pagan season, they don't even know what they're doing. They're blind fools, groping in the darkness. And don't you dare tell them that it's pagan. They will crucify you like they did Messiah. So they speak with their mouths, and they fulfill with your hand. He say, you fulfill, you make known with your hands what you want to do, saying, we will surely perform our vows that we have vowed. To do what? To burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, to pour out drink offerings unto her. Ye will surely accomplish your vow and surely perform your vows. Yahweh says, no doubt that you will not do it. He said, I want you to hear something. Jeremiah 44, verse 26. Therefore hear ye the word of Yahweh, all Yehudah that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name. His name is not Lord, my friend. He has a great name. If you tell me that his great name is God, you are a flat-out deceived liar. Because the Muslims say that Allah Akbar. No, his name is not Allah. It is simply God is great. Allah Akbar, says Yahweh, that my name shall no more be named in the mouths of any man of Yehudah in the land of Egypt, saying the sovereign Yahweh live. Do you not understand that this generation lives in Egypt? Yahweh has disavowed them because they vowed to the Queen of Heaven. And that's why they will not speak the name of Yahweh. They detest that. They despise it. And these ignorant men that call themselves men of God, that's what they are, the men of God, but they're not men of Yahweh. They don't have the spirit of Yahweh because Messiah, Yahshua, said, I came in my Father's name, is Yahweh. And I speak of the salvation of Yahweh. He said, my name shall not be named in the mouths of the men, in the any man of Yehudah, in the land of Egypt. They call themselves Christians. In the land of Egypt. And America is an Egypt. He's full of lust. Egypt had thousands of gods. So does America. You can establish your own God. Whatever decree, whatever doctrine you want to establish, it can be done. You can vow your vows. The faggots, the perverts, homosexuals have their God and they call him God. They have their anointed one and they call him Christ in Greece. The Caucasians, in their racist, prejudiced ways, they have their gods. The identity movement have their gods. The black identity have their God. The corrupt, white, black, Mexicans, Yehudas, they have their gods. But it's not Yahweh. It is not Yahweh, the one that created man. For he shall expose their sins, their vile and their evil ways. Show them the insidious workings of hell that they perpetrate in the name of their God. Yes, the Baptists have their God. The apostolic. They serve the same God. When they need their healing, they go to the God of Ethiopia. They do not go to Yahweh. They don't get on their faces and cry out and pray for deliverance. They go to these vile, evil men and women that have given their vows over to hell. They don't know how to pray to Yahweh. There's no healing in their medicine. And this nation, as she offer up this vile sacrifice unto the Queen of Heaven. My, what an abomination. She is the Queen of Heaven. She is the mother of Tammuz, who was also her husband. That's who this Astarte is. She is a Phoenician goddess. The foul thing, had her own son, And that's what they would do around this pagan whore day. It's a pagan whore day. They will come together. They will drive distance. And they will celebrate with their drink and their drunkenness. I watch them today as they bought their beer and their reveling and their bad cursing. They got a sin, an abominable sin, before Almighty Yahweh. You that call on the name of Yahweh, you should not even touch these unclean things. I don't care if it's your unrighteous, unholy mother. She is not the mother. Messiah said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? These that do the will of my Father, Yahweh, they are my kinsmen. These vile, evil ones that keep their pagan traditions, and they will offer up their sacrifices unto this whore of the heavens. It is not the Spirit of Yahweh. It is not His anointing. Yahweh says, I will deal with you. He said, I will watch over you to do you evil. Jeremiah 44, verse 27. He said, and not for good now. And all of the men that are in the line of, all the men of Yahudah that are in the line of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by famine until there be an end of them. They shall be destroyed, for they have forsaken your way. Even in Scripture, in Acts 12:14, the word is there. You can say what you want to you, King James, authoritative ones. It is a mistake. It should not be there. It should not. Oh, I can believe that Herodias, he was not a your them. So I can believe he celebrated the pagan whore day and was a part of their Easter, or to keep reverence unto the Phoenician gods. Because even Jeremiah, the people said that our kings, our princes, they all have offered up sacrifices unto the queen of heaven. Why? Because she arouses us. Isn't this a time of the year that women get naked? You will watch the Jezebel dressing like flat-out whores, exposing every part of their bodies. They're so hot, they're burning with such concupiscence, lasciviousness, that they can't maintain. And so they burn incense. They put on their little smell good to draw. All they want is a man, someone to satisfy their lusts. This is one of the most trying times of the year. I always say to the saints of Yahweh, of course I love the rewards of the summertime and the spring. The warmth, the growing of plants and fruit, I do relish that. But I despise it for the workings of wickedness that take place. For they began at this season, now, they began to offer up to the queen of heaven. She is such a vile, perverted thing, they will do anything. Fathers will have their daughters, sisters and brothers, folk that say that they love Yahweh, they love their God, the queen, this Phoenician deity of hell. That's why many of these preachers will fall from the grace of Yahweh, for they offer up their sacrifices unto these Phoenician deities, and they forget Yahweh. These perverts that will take advantage of the daughters of Zion, they will rape them, they will try to destroy their faith, and say that their God told them to do that. There's one by the name of R.G. Stare, a pervert from the powers of hell. He's a child of darkness. He's a beast. When a man does that, he's a beast. Only beasts will do that. Rape the daughters of Zion and say that his God told him to do it. I say to him and you that are his cronies, he is a liar, he is a child of hell. There is no repentance in this vile, evil man's heart. He is a pervert with the power of hell operating in the midst of his soul. He has no anointing at all. None. I don't know why I said that, but I said it, and I don't retract one word. You are listening to the voice of Victory Broadcast with Pastor Roberts. I want to hear from you, my friends, listeners, you thoughts blessed by this broadcast, I want to hear from you. I want you to sit down, you write, or you call, send a generous gift. You can do that by calling now. Call now. Tell Pastor Roberts you will send a generous gift for this broadcast. You dial area code 843-658-6222. Area code 843-658-6222. Call me. Say, Pastor Roberts, I will stand with you. You that have never called, call me tonight. Let me know that you stand in proxy with this ministry that Yahweh has given unto me. Call now. Area code 843-658-6222. Also, you can write me. You can address your letter to me. Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. You that will write, send a generous gift. Address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts. 717 Miller Road, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. Or you can go to our website. You simply go to www.yahwehsword.org, yahwehsword.org, and you can go online, and we will tell you to send a gift for this magnificent book that will bless you. Visit our website, leave a comment, a note, go to www.yahwehsword, YAHWEHSWORD and U.ORG. And you will see some of the pictures of our community and some profound truth on our website. Visit us there. Write me and call now. Area code 843-658-6222. You leave your name, address, and zip code. We will get this book out to you. And tell us, we will stand with you, Pastor Roberts, and send you an offering. Isn't that amazing? Because the world is offering up unto their Christ, their anointed one, almost $500 million spent on this passion of Christ. Yet they go to these synagogues of darkness. No saint of Yahweh should go to a movie house. It is an abominable thing. It is the power, it is the synagogue of hell. It's the synagogue of the devil. Anytime you go to a place like that, you are selling your soul to hell. Any true saint of Yahweh will not go to a place like that. Now, I know these pagan charlatans, these that have your cake and eat it too, as the old proverb says, they do anything. There's no shame. And they actually think that they can be a part of this wicked world. You cannot participate that which is highly esteemed among men. It is an abomination unto Yahweh. And so if they have spent almost $500 million to see this vile thing, there's no way you should go there. Well, Pastor Roberts, we want to see if in line with Scripture. You are ignorant. You don't even know Yahweh. Scripture tells us that faith or the power of Yahweh's anointing come by hearing. And hearing is that the word of Yahweh is preached. This what men are doing today is not the word of Yahweh being preached. They tell stories. They don't deal with the things immediately. The law, judgment. They don't deal with those things because they know it will bring condemnation to them. And it can't be. They're gathering for their pagan activity. What will you do about it? As I speak into my Father, Yahweh, and as I see out this world, how they're making their oblations unto their gods, was reading how that the NBA, National Basketball Association, the billions of dollars that they are raking in, And you always spoke to my heart in a very faint, beautiful way, as to say, they must offer up sacrifices to their gods. Parents will take their last dimes, give it to their children, to buy these paraphernalia, to exalt their gods, these titans, that's all they are, men that have superability what they think, because they can jump and dunk a basketball. It's an ignorant thing, it's a childish thing. That is all it is. Yet they have esteemed that above the great truths of Yahweh. Isn't that something? How Satan, he consumed their time, their pagan activities on their sun worship day, their football games, their pagan stars. It is not of Yahweh, my friend. And don't tell me you have not participated in those pagan things. You that have come up to the ranks of this name of Jesus, you have. Your initial stages coming up, your Christmas, your katanas, your birthdays and anniversaries and all those things, Yahweh never said for us to indulge into that. Every day is a grateful day we have. Thankful unto Yahweh that He has granted unto us the knowledge and truth, revelation of His Son, the testimony that He came in His Father's name. My friend, you are not, you that hear this preacher, you're not going to continue to walk in that pagan name. You must be baptized in the name of the Father, by the power of the Son, through the direction, the authority of the Ruach, the Spirit of Yahweh. That's why it hasn't been done right. Because men have not known the name of the Father. And as Yahweh said to Messiah, He has already honored His name, made it known and honored it, and He's going to do it again. And in this last hour, He's going to do it. No, you can't interchange the name Jesus with Yahshua, Yahweh, with Lord God. They're pagan lies. Now, if I am a foolish man, and I call the name Jesus pagan, it is. It is a made-up name. It is a made-up name. It is a made-up name. But if I call that pagan, then I'm a heretic. A heretic after the first, second admonition you reject it. Now, if I'm going to call something contrary to doctrine or the word of Yahweh, then you reject me. Yahweh says, as for my word, they have spoken to us in the name of Yahweh, not in the name of God or in the name of Lord. Speaking in the name of Yahweh. Speaking in the name of some Lord, but in the name of Yahweh. Look at what Ezekiel, look at what he saw here in Ezekiel chapter 8. Oh, to begin reading again verse 13. He said unto me also, turn ye again, Ezekiel, thou shalt see greater abomination that they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of Yahweh's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Tammuz is the son of the Phoenician Astarte. And he is also her husband. And that's why this perverted ritual, this ritual of sun rising on Easter morning, that's what it is. It is a perverted ritual. It is not the truth of Yahweh. He rose that Shabbat evening, the latter part. He did not die on Friday, but Wednesday. And these liars, these perverters, they continue to perpetuate this lie, and that vile thing they call himself the Pope is the child of hell. He has the spirit of the dragon. Somehow that spirit of hell sustained that child of darkness. But there is an appointment, the time of death. And he shall stand before the judgment seat of Yahweh for the lies and the untruths that they have perpetuated. Denouncing the name of Yahweh, they have tried to take everything out of text that has any association with Hebrewism. They want to try to denounce the Yahdims, but you can't do that. Yahweh came unto a people. You can say what you want to, you Anglo-Saxon, you white Caucasians. You can say what you want to you black Africans. You that think that you have a special place with Yahweh. You're full of your sins and your lies. You're full of corruption. There's nothing more arrogant than an arrogant white man. There's nothing more vile than a vile black man. There's nothing more corrupt than an ignorant, corrupt Mexican. And nothing more foolish than are all them that deny the name of Yahweh. We must deal with the sin of this wicked nation and cut to the core of the heart of a vile, evil nation that despise Yahweh. They love God. This nation loves God. And this ignorant generation will say, well, I know I'm talking about my God because I use a capital G. Well, the pagans say the same thing. You are a fool, my friend. You should call them fools, Pastor. Paul said to the Galatians, he said, oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? You bewitched, man. You listen to me, yet you have no deep conviction. You are a bewitched man, and you are a foolish man. Bewitched and foolish. You always said, look, I want you to see this as the Moloch brought Ezekiel to this house of Yahweh. He said, and he brought me, Ezekiel, chapter 8, verse 14, then he brought me to the door of the gate of Yahweh's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women there, weeping for Tammuz. What a vile thing. Weeping for Tammuz. They're so burning in their lust and their sin, that they're weeping for this false god of hell. Then said he unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? He said, turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the house of Yahweh, Yahweh's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of Yahweh, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, their backs toward the temple of, or toward the house of Yahweh. Men have turned their heart away from Yahweh's house. They've gone to these Jezebel houses. You can have anything you want to in them. You can have your flesh satisfied, your lust gratified, your sexual proclivity taken care of. You can have all that done because they will not deal with the sins. You do not commit adultery. You cannot fornicate. These are the laws of Yahweh. And because man has rejected the laws of Yahweh, he will not even, he's not dealing with this wicked generation. He said their backs were away from the house of Yahweh, and their face toward the east, and they worshiped the sun toward the east. And that's what they would do on their Sunday, their pagan Sunday of Easter, their Astarte. They will worship the sun. They will rise up early, and they will sit there. Many of them will have their outdoor little activities, steeped in pagan ritual, and they will sit there on the Sunday to worship the Sunday. It is not of Yahweh. It's a vile thing. It's pagan. You that even touch these unclean things, woe unto you. You ought not to touch the Easter basket. I will not even buy anything out of the stores that is associated with that. I will not touch anything that is associated with it. You go on these Walmarts and places like that, you will see that Easter, Astar, is just as, is a day just like Xmas, Christmas, Christmas. No difference at all. They're Christmas. They got the Easter baskets with eggs and bunnies and toys and guns and all kinds of vowels. Things. Yahweh say they have turned their hearts. And now they are turning toward the east where the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. And they're worshiping the sun. The sun. Yeah, the sun. The Lord par excellence. That is what Constantine the name was given to the sun. They call it the Lord par excellence. That's where the word Lord came from. Baal. It is not the name of Yahweh. He's not a Lord. He's not a Baal. They've corrupted even that. He says in the 8th chapter, verse 17, then he said unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? It is a light thing to the house of Yehudah that they commit these abominations. which they commit here. For they have filled the land with violence. They are returned to provoke me to anger, Yahweh says. Lo, they put the badge to their nose. Therefore, will I also deal with them in my fury. My eyes shall not spare. Those are the words of Yahweh. He said, I'm not going to spare them. Neither will I have any compassion, any pity. And though they cry in my ear with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. So they're going to get together on their pagan activity, their Easter. And they're going to cry out. They're going to have their singing. They're going to feed their bellies with swine meat, because that's what they are. Unclean meat, they're going to eat their swine. My, what a filthy thing. They'll eat all of the swine meat and their unclean meats, the things that Yahweh forbid them to eat. They will do that. They will fill their bellies with all kinds of unclean things because their spirits are unclean. So they will eat the swine. They will eat those things because they are swines. That is the truth. You turn your heart from Yahweh. That's what the swines did to Messiah. It's a bitter that we go into the swine. That's what the powers of hell, those devils did, those fallen angels. Somehow they had made their way into the spear. Yahweh said, come out of him. And they asked him, could they go into the swines? And they went, and even the swines could not stand that vile thing. They ran violently down the hill. You would have thought that the people rejoiced when they came against Messiah to kill him. And so when Yahweh began to deal with the swine spirit in you, you get angry. You despise his name. You say, I'm going to hold into my pagan name of Jesus. It is the name that Shaitan has placed in Scripture. It's false. It's a wrong thing. And I don't even fret at saying that. If I'm wrong, I jeopardize my own soul. And I know that I'm not jeopardizing my soul. That's why the Yodims there in Israel, they will not receive your lies. You plan for them, they know you're full of false and pagan things. They know that Jesus could never be. And these call themselves Messianic Yodims, Messianic Jews. Lies! His name is not Yeshua, Yah. He came in the Father's name. And that is simple as that. Well, who made you the authoritarian on that, Pastor Roberts? No, it is the Spirit that is the authority. Yahweh is a Spirit. And His truth is the same. That is just a fact. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 16. He says to Jeremiah, this weeping prophet, he says, therefore pray not for this people, neither lift up cry nor pray for them. You think he has not given that command today? Don't pray for this wicked nation, this wicked people. He said, neither make intercession to me, for I will not even hear you. What a statement. What an urgency. He said, I will not even hear you, Jeremiah. Seest thou not what they do in the cities of Yehudah and in the streets of Jerusalem? Don't you see what they do? Don't you know what they're going to do in the city of Charlotte and New York and Los Angeles and Atlanta and Phoenix, Arizona and Dallas? Do you know what they're going to do? He said the children will gather wood. They gather their eggs. They will gather wood and the fathers kindle the fire and the women knead their dough to make cake for the Queen of Heaven. And to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, Eloahs, that they may provoke me to anger. Don't you know that this pagan ritual that they are going to do, it is going to provoke Yahweh to anger? People that say they know him, they don't know him. Offerings unto other gods, and they all will offer up to their own gods. Thousands, millions of gods they will offer up. The Jones God, the Smith, the Henry God, the Roberts God, the Horn God, the Miller God, they will all offer up to their gods. They will gather, they will knead their dough, they will make their breads and their pies. I watched these wicked folks today as they brought all kinds of things. Flour and butter, they buy that to make their dough. They're going to offer up their little sweet things to their gods. Yahweh said, they provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, says Yahweh? Do not they provoke themselves to be confused or confusion on their own face? Yahweh says, therefore thus saith Yahweh, behold, my anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon man and upon beast and upon the trees of the field, and upon the fruit of the ground it shall burn and shall not be quenched. We can see that now even in this nation. The drought, the trees, how the land is being consumed, how the beasts of the field, all these diseases, mad cow diseases, how the chickens and things are just dying. How that the earth will not produce what? Because of the pagan activities that are being done. And they say they're doing them in the name of their God. It is not to the honor of Yahweh. Yet they say that 160 million people in this nation say they are, quote, Christian. I believe that. I will not fight against that. They're not the sons of Yahweh. They're not the daughters of Zion. They are just what they are. They are anointed by Christ. They are not anointed by Yahweh. And you liars and deceivers, you men of eloquent speech, you men of philosophy, you men of understanding, to say that Jesus or that name is a perfect transliteration of the name of Yahweh, you are a flat out liar and you are deceived. It is not. It's a false rendition. It's a pagan rendition. The name of Jesus is pagan. Well, Pastor Robert, you preached that. I did many pagan things like you. You've done them. Yes, you have done them. You've done pagan rituals. You've done things that are pagan. You've found ways to do it. You sinned against Yahweh. I'm not bewitched, my friend. When the truth of Yahweh is revealed unto me, I will not resist that. I'm not starting this walk of the Spirit, and I'm going to make it right in the flesh. I know that this carbonite is enmity against Yahweh. It cannot be subject to the law of Yahweh, and neither indeed can it be. And that's what meant that they will not obey the laws, the commandments of Almighty Yahweh. It taxes me nothing to them. The name is pagan. The name Jesus is pagan. I say it, I speak it emphatically. You will fight me over that. I know you will. Yet you will despise the name of Yahweh. What a sad commentary on your behalf. I know his name, and he has a wonderful name, and his name is the same forever and ever. The name of Yahweh will never change. It is the same throughout all generations. And for you to say that it has changed from Yahweh to Lord God, you are deceived, and you are caught in a bond of iniquity. You will die in those sins. You cannot, my friends, be part of this pagan ritual that is coming up. A few days tomorrow, they will begin their festivities. It's pagan. They began to order the bread for the Queen of Heaven. This Jezebel, this Isabel, and even her son, Tammuz, this goddess of fertility. And such sin begins to take place this time of the year. It is the beginning of the rush of sin, nakedness, vileness. You that say that you are delivered by the power of Yahweh, you daughters, don't walk around in these shorts. Don't even wear pants. It's not a holy thing. It doesn't look well to see the anatomy of a woman. You see the pants cutting between her anatomy. You can see that that is filthy. That is vile. Yahweh doesn't intend your daughters to dress like that. He wants you to dress holy. He wants you to wear garments that honor your husband, honor your children, that they cannot look at their mothers dressed like some Jezebel, some whore on the street, showing and exposing her body. I don't care if their bellies are big, fat. They show them today. White, black, makes no difference. They're full of wickedness. They're burning with such lasciviousness. They can't control it. They have no honor. They have no regard for the things of Yahweh. It is a vile, evil world. You that are Yahweh's people, come out of it. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast, and I am Pastor Roberts. I want to hear from you. My friends, you that are by a telephone now, call me. Area code 843-658-6222. You that will call me now during this broadcast, tell me you will stand by me. Send an offering. I want to hear from you. Call me now. Area code 843-658-6222. Now, you that will write me, send a generous gift. Now, send a gift, my friend, that we may use toward the expense of this radio broadcast. You write me, Pastor Robert, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. You that will write me, Pastor Robert, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, S-C, South Carolina, 29718. Send a generous gift. You can visit our website. It is www.yahwehsword, YAHWEHSWORD.org. One word. www.YAHWEHSWORD.org. Yahweh Sword. Visit our website. Leave a comment. Let us know how the website, how it blesses you, your thoughts of it. We certainly petition you for those kinds of comments. We are not thin-skinned, so we are not easily offended. We're not at all. So visit our website, www.yahwehsword.org. Now, we are in the process of constructing many of the pages, but there's some good information and some good things on there. Give you some kind of understanding of Victory Community, a gathering of a group of simple saints that simply are striving to please Yahweh. And that is our utmost desire, to walk in the truth and the laws of Almighty Yahweh. We're not here on some kind of pretense or some false illusion. We're here because we believe as Yahweh took Yisrael out of the wilderness to the place. He has brought us to a place that we may be nourished for a time and a season. For the great onslaught of hell, they shall overtake and try many. And this is what Yahweh wants for his people. I truly believe this. This vision did not come by some man. It came by the strength of Yahweh imparted into my heart. And he has blessed us to have a beautiful place. We have a beautiful place, regardless of what men say and things that have been said or have been said. But this is a very beautiful place that Yahweh has blessed us. And those that are here are very grateful that Yahweh has brought them here. Visit our website, www.yahwehsword.com, www.yahwehsword.org, Yahweh Sword, www.yahwehsword.com. May the peace of Yahweh rest upon you until we hear from you, my friends. Write me. Let me hear from you. Let us know how the broadcast has blessed you. We say to you all, Shalom, in your sure mighty name, from all the saints here at Victory, we bless you in Messiah, our great host.